Welcome. This is the KPFK Finance Committee meeting of November 10th, 2021. It is currently 4:13 p.m. My name is Fred Blair. I'm the chair of the Local Finance Committee. I'm now going to call roll to establish quorum. The chair is present, of course. Alan Beek, are you present?
Alan Beek, present.
Thank you, Alan. Beth Van Gooten?
Present.
Would people please mute their microphones? We're getting a lot of noise here. Michael Novick?
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Thank you, Lawrence. Recibio Rivas.
Rocio.
I'm sorry, Rocio Rivas. Are you present? Okay. Janine Roan.
Present.
Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Thank you. Polina Vasiliev. Polina?
She's not part of the committee. She wrote about that after the last meeting. She is not an official member of the meeting of the committee.
But she sometimes attends. I just like to get her status. And I don't remember receiving an email. If you have a copy, please send me it. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Thank you. Ken Aaron, I assume he's not present?
No, he's at the chiropractor.
Thank you. Raymond Goldstone?
I'm here.
Thank you, Raymond. Michael Heiss?
Here.
Thank you, Michael. Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson is present.
Welcome, Dave. Steve Kaiser?
I'm here.
King Riley? King Riley, I assume he's absent. I got an email from him saying that he was having a doctor's visit and he might be late. Zuri Redux?
Yeah, Zuri Redo is present.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Redo.
Redo. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I apologize for mispronouncing it. Maria Skilton?
No worries.
Maria, are you on the call?
Who is that?
Maria Skilton.
Oh, Maria.
Ruth Strauss.
Present.
Thank you. John Wanger.
Present.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Recibio Rivas. I thought I heard
Rocio.
Her. Rocio.
Rocio Rivas. Rocio.
Rocio. I'm sorry for mispronouncing your first name. It takes me a while to learn.
She's not here. This is Bella. I'm just correcting you. Thank you.
Well, I didn't know that.
Now you do.
Okay.
Point of information.
Let me finish the roll, please. Sue Cohen Johnson, at the last meeting, wished to be, a member of the committee. This will be the second meeting, and you're present. Thank you. Also, if there's anybody, who would like to, join the, committee, who's, who's on the conference call. Please give me your name now, and I'll add you to the list so I can find out when you've attended three meetings. And you can send me an email that you would like to join the our email list. My email address is fred.b.blair@gmail.com.
This is Mike Bressler.
Do you want to join the committee?
Yeah, I'd be interested.
Okay. I'm just adding your name and marking you as present. Bressler is spelled B.
B-R-E-S-S-L-E-R.
Thank you. And okay, so I'm establishing role.
Mr. Chair.
Who's speaking?
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. Like, I would like a point of information, please.
Can you wait until I establish quorum,
sure.
And then I'll answer your point of information? Okay, I'm just announcing that the committee now has 20 members. Quorum is 11, and there are 15 present, so we have quorum. Okay, Bill, what is your point of information?
I went before her.
That is correct. Janine had a point of information before me. Go ahead.
Hold on. The chair recognizes Janine. What is your point of information, Janine?
I would just like to know, out of the roll call, who are voting members of the committee during this meeting.
Okay. I'll tell you that. There are 11 public members that have now attended three meetings and are now committee members and are eligible to vote. There are eight LSB members of the committee. The 11 public members that have attended three meetings are Grace Aaron, Ken Aaron, Raymond Goldstone, Michael Heiss, Dave Johnson, Steve Kaiser, King Riley, Zuri Redux, Maria Skelton, Ruth Strauss, and John Wanger. So, okay, that's your, I've answered your point of information. Bella, what is your point of information?
I was going to highlight that Ziri Rido is not Redux. Rido, she qualified, and you mentioned her. Thank you.
Well, she corrected me, and I'm sorry I mispronounced people's names. I'm not all that good at some names. It takes me a while to learn.
Hello.
And it shouldn't be a big deal.
Do I correctly believe I'm not considered a member of the committee?
I'm sorry, Bill. Alan, what's your point of information?
I hear you read out as me as one of the members of the committee. Do you think I'm not on the committee?
I called you during the roll call, Alan, and you answered. You're part of the committee, but you're an LSB member.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Maria Skelton. I was logged in on a computer, but for some reason I got kicked out, so I called in by phone. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna mark you now as present rather than absent. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we now have 16 present out of 20 committee members, so quorum is 11, and we have quorum. I just want to remark, now that we have so many public members of the committee, if people do not show up at monthly meetings, this creates a problem for us in that we may have problems meeting quorum. So the chair would appreciate it if when people join the committee that they continue to attend and not cause us any problems around quorum. Okay, hold on a second. I need to bring up my draft agenda. I don't think I have it open yet. All right, closed it. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Grace. May I have the floor?
Yes. I'm bringing up my agenda. Grace, you have the floor.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd just like to move that move agenda approval, which opens up for people to propose amendments to the agenda.
Well,
and I would like to make an amendment. I would like to make one amendment to the agenda.
Bell, I would like to make an amendment as well.
Hold on, everybody. I was going to announce that this agenda approval also, but I've already got three people on the stack: Grace, Beth, and Bella.
And Michael, please.
Michael Novick, is that Michael Novick?
Yes, sorry, Michael Novick.
Can you hold on a second? I'm writing all this down. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to forget the stack. And Michael Novick. Okay. I'm going to limit the stack to four. We'll add to it as we proceed on agenda approval. Grace, you have the floor.
Yes, I'd just like to suggest that we have a brief report from Beth von Gunten. She is a director on the National Board, and she also sits on the National Finance Committee. Fred gives very excellent reports as our treasurer, but I'd like to give Beth 3 minutes on the agenda to give her perspective on what's happening on the National Finance Committee, and I'd like that to be placed after the chair's announcements and before the review of the KPFK fiscal year 22 budget.
Okay.
And I'd also like to mention that in the agenda, number 6 is blank.
Hold on. Grace, that point 6 on the agenda is intentionally blank. You want Beth to have a point 8. Okay.
If she agrees.
Yeah, hold on.
I mean,
thank you, Grace. I've tentatively put in that point. So now, is there any opposition to adding a point 8 for a report from Beth von Gunten?
Mr. Chair, it would not be number 8. It would be number 5 or 6. Before the chair's announcement.
Bella? Bella, please hold off. That the chair is got his draft agenda in front of him, and things are being rearranged as I type. So,
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. You are not hearing anything I am saying, and if you continue your aggression toward me singularly,
chair,
I will file
Bella,
a motion
Bella, hold on.
To censor
oh,
you.
Bella, you are Bella, you are out. Bella, you are out of order. Bella, stop, Bella. Bella, you are out of order. The chair is warning you. This goes on the record. This is on the record. You are being warned that you're out of order. The chair has a word processor with the agenda open. I'm controlling the numbering. If you have a problem with Beth being point 8, you have the right when you have the floor to propose moving it to a different location. Okay?
This is Grace with a point of information.
Yes, Grace. What's your point of information?
Okay. I'd like to first state that I requested that a little report from Beth be given after the chair's announcements. That's the first thing. I'd also like to state that Bella spoke without being recognized, which is against the meeting decorum, that policy of KPFK. And I'd also like to ask you, Fred, to ask Beth if she's okay with giving a three-minute report, because I didn't really consult with her before this.
Okay.
Before we vote on it.
Okay.
Before we vote on adding this to the agenda.
Thank you. Grace. I recognize Grace because she had had the floor and made the suggestion to add the agenda item, the report from Beth von Guten. Beth, are you all right with making a report and with having that added to the agenda?
That was one of the two things that I was going to bring up when I have the floor. I can provide a report to the committee from the NFC if it pleases the committee.
Okay. The chair's announcements are short anyway. So, okay. So the point of business here is there any objection by the committee to adding this item for a report by Beth von Guten to the agenda as item 8 on the agenda? If I don't hear any objections, it is added. Hearing no objections, it's been added. Okay, Beth, you're now up. You're now on the stack. You have the floor.
Thank you. Yes. In light of the fact that neither a report of monthly financials from NEDA nor a monthly report from the general manager are available today, I move to amend the agenda to recess from this meeting to a continuation meeting later in the month, at which time we begin with an agenda approval and proceed from there to include reports from both NEDA and the GM. I don't have any problem with finishing the brief number of items we have here today, but I would like to reserve time later in the month before next month's cycle of meetings begins, so that we can, once financials are available from NEDA, we can receive them as soon as they're available.
That motion is now belongs to the committee, and the committee will discuss it. You said you had a second motion that you wanted to add also?
I didn't realize Grace was going to ask for the report. I was going to say that I can provide a report if the committee wants one. But that's been done now, so you can check that one off.
Okay.
Alan Beek, may I have a moment?
No. Alan, you do not have the floor. I will add you to the stack now after Michael Novick, okay?
You forgot Bella, Chair. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I forgot whom?
Bella's after Beth.
Okay. No, I know that. I just added Alan Beek after Michael Novick, okay? So, okay. Beth, could you, do you have an email with the language for that motion?
I will put one together.
Okay. Do you have a preference where that would be added to this to the agenda? Could we add it to?
I guess at the end.
Could we add to, as part of your report?
I would suggest that rather than adjourn today, we recess. That we replace adjourning with recessing to a later date, yet to be determined, once the NEDA financials become available.
Why would we want to do that?
Chair, point of order?
Hold on, Lawrence. What's your point of order?
My point of order is that what's the vernacular in Robert's Rules of Order is to continue the meeting. I never heard of recess. So not a bad concept, but I don't know if that's appropriate in Robert's Rules of Order. I think a continuation of this meeting is what should be considered. Thank you.
May I address that, Fred?
Beth? I was going to suggest, Beth, that you make that motion at the end of your report as item item I8 on the agenda so that we can discuss it. It's not appropriate to discuss it during agenda approval. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just wanted to clarify the point that Lawrence was making.
I don't want to get into the meeting as part of the agenda approval. We've added you as a point on the agenda. Would you consider making that motion at the end of your report?
Okay.
It seems to me then that the question and answers, you were given 3 minutes for your report. The question and answers might require up to 15 minutes. Is that acceptable to you?
If that's what the committee wants, I would be very surprised if I had 15 minutes worth of anything to say, but I'm available.
Well, I'm saying is if you propose a motion, then it may take 15 minutes to resolve by the committee. Whether to pass the motion or to modify it or, whatever, any case.
I would like to make it clear that the two things that I brought forward were two separate things. One would be the availability of a report if the committee would like it. And separate from that is my proposal that we go to a continuation meeting, as Lawrence was pointing out, and that the proper motion for that is, or the proper procedure for that is to recess rather than to adjourn. If you adjourn, it ends the meeting. If you recess, it means you can come back later and pick the meeting up and carry on in a continuation meeting.
So
I don't think I have any real difference with Lawrence.
Okay, Beth, so that means that we need to modify point 10 on the agenda adjourn to a continuation meeting? Or not?
Recess to a continuation meeting.
Okay.
Recess. I think.
Okay. Recess to
yet to be determined. To a later date, yet to be determined.
Yeah. To a continuation.
I'll put it all.
No, yes. I'm just typing on my agenda here. So it seems to me then the issue. Okay. The point here is there any opposition by the committee members to changing point 10 on the agenda to recess to a continuation meeting?
Bella objects.
Objects. Okay. Does anybody else object to that change to the agenda?
We're going to vote on taking a recess then at point 10. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Still up for a vote.
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
I believe that recess to a continuation meeting is appropriate. But it should be time sensitive, and there should be a date provided as well.
Well,
so I'd like to ask my colleague to consider that. Thank you.
I'm just trying to figure out how to resolve this, Beth. I'm laying the back and forth between Lawrence and Beth. Beth, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to stipulate that the continuation meeting would be scheduled for when the financials become available from Netta. We won't have that date. They won't know until they get all the information they need from our sister station, and therefore we won't know until it's ready. But I would like to leave it flexible as to the date, but not to the purpose. The purpose is specifically to be able to receive that report, those financials, and hopefully a report from the general manager as well. But the financials is what would determine when that meeting would be appropriate.
Point of order.
Uh, Grace, what's your point of order?
My point of order is, I have 2 points of order. First of all, it would be not wise to wait until we know when the financials are available, because at that point we won't have time to properly notice a continuation meeting. Should have, even though it's a continuation meeting, it should be noticed on KPFTX with 7 days notice. So we're going to have to figure out a date or two, and then if the financials aren't available, a meeting can be canceled, and then a meeting the week after. So if anyway, I would suggest to resolve this that we just figure this out at number 10 on the agenda when we get to it, rather than as a point of order, because we shouldn't be making decisions. We should just be putting things on the agenda right now. That's a point of order.
Thank you, Grace. I would suggest, the chair would suggest doing that on point three, which is I put down an extended discussion of dates and times for the next meeting, because the conditions have changed. The LSB has moved its meeting date. So we have to see how that affects the Finance Committee. So I put down 15 minutes for an extended discussion about on the agenda for dates of meeting dates. Would you consider resolving that?
Good
at
point.
Consider
good
resolving,
point.
Resolving good that point. At point three on the agenda?
Good thinking, yes.
Okay. Again, is there any objection to the change to point 10 on the agenda, recess to a continuation meeting at some future date?
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Bella, what's your point of information?
Now I am confused. Now I am confused. You said that you were moving it to number 3, or did I misunderstand you?
Have you seen my agenda, Bella? I have my agenda
in front of me.
Point three.
Well, you have your agenda.
Let me have your
agenda. I have the agenda in front of me. I want to know what we are doing. I am confused. Do you mind clarifying? Thank you.
Okay. What I'm suggesting is that we have our adjournment as a recess to a continuation meeting at some point in the future. We resolve the actual date and time through a discussion on point three on the agenda. My point three on the agenda. Let me read the first five items on the agenda. Point one of the agenda is roll call, which we've completed. Point two is agenda approval, which we are in right now. Point three, extended discussion of date and time of next meeting for the Finance Committee. Point four is actually not a point. It was the notice of the next LSB meeting, which was going to be December 8th. Excuse me, I've got a cough in my mouth. Point five is approval of minutes of the previous meeting.
You can get some water, Fred.
I can't get it. I can't get it at this point. Point six is blank. Point seven is chair's announcements. Point eight is report by Beth Van Guten. Point nine is review of the KPFK fiscal year 22 budget timeline. And point 10 is recess to a continuation meeting. Okay. So.
What point of information?
Who's speaking?
Brent.
Is this,
Sue Cohen Johnson?
What's your point of information,
Sue?
Can the
secretary read the agenda?
I'm sorry. I don't understand what
you're
saying.
Can the secretary read the agenda? while you cough.
I'm sorry. Sue, I just read the agenda. The chair is the secretary for this committee. So I just finished reading the agenda.
I heard it.
Thank you. So, okay, so we're finished reporting information. I only heard one objection to changing point 10 to recess to a continuation meeting. That objection was by Bill DeSoto. Is there a second objection?
This is Janine. Can I be recognized? Well,
Hold on, Janine. Wait until I recognize you. I recognize you.
I thought you said okay.
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I apologize if I'm wrong. Continue, Janine.
Well, I'm just curious why she has an objection. Also, I have another item that I wanted to put on the agenda, I just wanted to make sure.
And I have also, I'm on the stack, Bella.
Bella. Jean, you paused, so I assume you're finished. The stack, as it exists, is Bella is next, Michael Novick is next, and after that, Alan Beek, and I'll add you, Janine, as a to the stack, okay? Again, I'm trying to resolve the issue around the recess to continuation meeting. Hearing only one objection, I can take a roll call vote if we want to do that. I'm just trying to simplify things. If there's no objections, that change takes place on the agenda. Recess to continuation meeting. The date of the continuation meeting will be set by the discussion under point 3 of the agenda, extended discussion of date and time of Finance Committee meetings. Do people understand that?
Mr. Chair, can you take a roll call? Mr. Chair, this is Bella. You take a roll call, please?
You want to force us into a vote? Okay, I can do that. I can do that. Okay,
Can you recognize?
I'm trying to resolve this issue that Bill is objecting to the continuation meeting. Can I take a vote, Janine?
I don't think you need to. I just wanted to hear what her, I'm not objecting unless I understand why she's objecting. I just wanted her to have a sentence or two to say why she's objecting. And then if there's not a second objection, then we don't have to take a vote. It can just be noted.
Bella, can you explain why you're objecting to recess to a continuation meeting?
Yes, I believe that there are two motions that were submitted to this meeting earlier by Michael Novick, which go directly to this issue. And what we're doing, we are preempting what was proposed last month. It was completely ignored, and now this is being brought up. And I believe we have to hear all the motions and then be able to quantify which way to go, but not to preempt people that want to propose their motions regarding when we should meet, when is appropriate for us to set a date of the month to meet. It was proposed last month. We should already have some sense where we should be within the schedule of the month to be able to meet. So Michael Novick already proposed two motions, and he's right after me. Then I have two motions before him. Thank you.
Hold on.
Okay.
Michael Novick hasn't. Michael Novick, the chair wants to rule. Michael Novick hasn't presented his motions yet because he hasn't gotten to the floor. Michael can do that when he has the floor. Bella, if you're the only one objecting to the motion to have a continuation meeting at the end of this meeting. The motion, the...
I am not. I am not objecting. I am objecting to the fact that we have not heard the two motions that were submitted regarding...
Because you're wasting our time. That's why we haven't heard the motions.
Right.
I'm trying to prevent... I'm trying to proceed rapidly here without having to take a vote, but you're going to force me to take a vote, evidently. So a yes vote here... Please, you don't have the floor. Billy, you do not have the floor. So I'm going to take a vote on the item 10 on the agenda.
Fred, point of information before you take the vote.
Okay. What's your point of information, Grace?
I know that everything's very confused, but I believe that Bella withdrew her objection because I think that she realizes that we're not done with the agenda yet. We're just adding this to the agenda at the end. So I don't think we need to take a roll call vote.
Bella, do you
she
accept?
She can clarify that.
Bella, do you accept that?
Yes, that is. Yes, this is what I was trying to say, is that we need to just keep adding everything on the agenda and then amend it accordingly when all the motions have been submitted regarding this very issue. Thank you. But I'm not objecting. We definitely need to have a follow-up meeting.
Okay,
thank
Bella,
you.
Bella, thank you. So is there any other objections to changing item 10 to recess to a continuation meeting? I'm listening for any objections. Hearing none, item 10 is changed to recess to a continuation meeting. Michael Novick, you have the floor. You're next on the stack.
A point of order. I think Bella is before Michael.
Bella had her own questions to present.
Oh, my good. Darn it.
There's stack.
Sorry, I talked out of order.
Okay, Bella, you have the floor now to make your two motions. Do you have your motions in an email so you can send them to the committee?
Fred, I need to speak. You recognize me?
I asked you a simple question.
Well,
go ahead, Bella.
Go.
Thank you. First, I want to add an item, and I want it to be a standing item on the agenda, as I have suggested before, public comments. That needs to be a regular agenda item, public comments. The other one is that there was a motion that was proposed last month regarding holding simultaneous Zoom meeting, and I believe that, I'm not sure if Janine will be touching on this. If so, I will relinquish that effort, but I am proposing once again, there's been a lot of email about this, and it was proposed written by Janine Neron last month, to hold simultaneous Maestro and Zoom meetings of the Finance Committee, and I want this to be put on the agenda now. Also, the issue that when the public has an opportunity to speak, they should be able to be given at least two or three opportunities to speak with a follow-up.
And where do you want to have this discussion, Bella, for these motions?
We
cannot deal with the motions during agenda approval. They have to be a point on the agenda where we can have a discussion and vote on a motion. Do you want to?
So you put it on the agenda now. You put it on the agenda now, like you're doing everybody else's. Thank you.
Okay, Bella. So I'm going to add agenda item 9, which is Bella's motions. And you can present your motions at that time, okay?
Is there a reason why you are not identifying them?
To simplify the agenda, I don't need to put them on, I don't need to put detail on the agenda. I've added you as an item on the agenda, and how many minutes, you're gonna be after Beth's report, how many minutes do you think it'll take?
Very few, maybe a couple of minutes.
Nothing takes a couple of minutes, Bella.
You know what, Greg? You'll figure it out then.
Okay, I'm going to put you down for 10 minutes, and we can extend after that. Is there any...
That is way too long. That is way too long. 5 minutes then.
Thank you, Bella. I'm putting down 10 minutes. We can, if you don't use it, we will move on. It's no problem. Is there any objections to adding an item on the agenda? Item number 9, Bella's motions.
Didn't mean objects.
Hold on, who's speaking? Is there any objections?
Janine objects.
I think I was trying to make a point of procedure.
What's your point of procedure?
You made Beth's report, item 9, so you probably wanted to have it after that.
No, you haven't seen my new agenda. Beth's report, item 7 is chair's announcements. Item 8 is Beth Von Gutten's report. Item 9 is Bella's motions. Is that acceptable?
Okay.
Is that acceptable? Is there any objections to adding Bella's motions as an item 9?
Janine objects.
May I ask why you, I guess, again, why are you objecting?
Well, I think that public comment could be added to the agenda after Beth's report. I think that would be the most appropriate time right now agenda.
We can't add a public comment until we vote on a motion to that effect in Bella's motions. Understood?
Well, that's what I object to. I think that there's no reason to not put public comment already in the agenda. It's not something...
Thank you, Janine. If you're going to object, I have to take a vote again.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Grace?
Okay. This is tricky procedurally. You are right, and Janine is right at the same time. Janine wants to place an item for public comment directly on the agenda. Could happen, but she should wait till her place on the stack to do that, which would preempt Bella, what Bella's trying to do. That's a different way of doing it. It's appropriate, but Janine should bring it forward when she's recognized by you.
Thank you, Grace. So Janine,
does that make sense? Sorry.
Yeah, it makes sense. Janine, you can bring that forward when you're on the stack. When I recognize you, you can argue that. So Bella, hearing no objections to placing Bella's motions as number 9 on the stack, it is you're on the agenda, Bella. Okay.
Yes, I originally suggested putting public comments earlier on. But again,
Bella, you're out of order. We can't discuss that until we get to your point on the agenda. We're dealing with the agenda now. Michael Novick is you're finished, Bella. Michael Novick is next.
I submitted 3 motions in writing. I think one of them will go on the agenda that you currently have. That was about the question of when to schedule the meeting. There were 2 others that I'd like to put on the agenda. One was a recommendation that the local station board ask the NFC to release the financials immediately when they're received to the local finance committees. And the second one that I just sent out is to request that any TA provide the monthly financials, at least as far as the P&L for October, regardless of the state of the year-end fiscal year 2022, since we're already in a new fiscal year. So I'd like both of those last motions added to the agenda. I don't care where they go.
Would you consider that after Bill's motions? Would you want to have Michael's motions as item 10 on the agenda?
That's fine, except for the one, the first one I sent that would probably go in item 3.
Right. I think we need to have an extended discussion about meeting dates because things have changed. So I'm adding an item 10 on the agenda, Michael Novick's motions. Is there any objection to adding that item on the agenda? Oh, by the way, Michael, how much time do you think that will take?
5 minutes each.
So I'll put down 10 minutes. Is that? We can always add.
Sure, thank
we can you. Always we can always add time if necessary. Okay. Is there any objection to adding a new item 10, Michael Novick's motions? Hearing none, it's been added. Okay. Let's see who's on the stack. Okay, Alan Beek, I recognize you. How do you want to make changes to the agenda?
I wanted to make a comment, which was that Beth Van Gunten's oral report was incomprehensible to me, and I would like to ask if she's going to make a report, that she please make it in an email and send it to us ahead of time so I can read it and I know what we're working with when we come to it. I would like to ask that her report be made in writing.
You could, thank you, Alan. That's really a point of information. But do you have anything else to add?
No, I've been waiting a long time on the top of the list.
Okay. I assume Beth heard that. Beth, do you want to respond in any way?
Yes, I didn't know whether there would be time on our agenda to give a report. I will be happy to send what I present today. It needs editing before I can do that so that it's comprehensible to anybody else. So I've written this spontaneously just before this meeting, not knowing whether it would be permitted today. I tend to keep sort of a running report ready for whatever meeting comes up next and then finalize it immediately before I know that it's to be delivered so that it's as current as possible. Mm-hmm. If I know in advance that such a report is to be expected in one of these meetings, if it's on the agenda and I know it ahead of time, then I can prepare it and send it ahead of time. But Alan, I will send it in writing, but after the meeting because I can't write and listen and talk at the same time. But you'll get it in writing, I promise.
Do quickie.
Orders of the day.
What?
Call for orders of the day. Proceed with motions on the agenda and vote.
Fred, are you muted?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, I was speaking and not getting through. Thank you, Beth. Janine, you're next. Is there anybody else, before Janine starts, is there anybody else that wants to make any changes to the agenda and wants to be on the stack?
Yes, this is Grace. I'd like to be on the stack after Janine.
Okay. Well, this is your second time. Okay. Janine, you have the floor. How do you want to amend or change the agenda?
Thank you. There's three things I want to bring up. One is that I think we need a timekeeper, and we also need somebody keeping stack. If we could ask for who would like to do that. Two is I'd like to have the public comment be, and this is just random, I'm just saying after Beth's report. And three, I would like to add some sort of report or discussion from the treasurer on the amounts that are owed due to what we're our shortfall at the station. How is our payroll? How is our shortfall being addressed and paid for? And what are the ramifications? What is that? What are we? What's the arrangement that we have regarding that? We haven't been getting a trial balance, and that usually shows items that are owed. So that is something that I think that we keep asking for from NEDA. But in the interim, we've had a few months where we've had a shortfall covered, and we don't have any information about how that's being handled. So those are three items, the timekeeper and the person keeping stack, the public comment, and report on amounts owed due to shortfall discussion.
Okay. Thanks. So the chair is going to respond. I'm not going to relinquish the stack. I keep it. As for a timekeeper, would somebody like to volunteer for a timekeeper position?
Mike Heiss, I'll volunteer in the fervent hope, since it's already after 5 o'clock, that we can get this all done within the next hour. Give me the amount of time and I will keep it.
Normally, people are allowed to speak for 90 seconds. I'm generally fairly lax, and I'll let people, if they're speaking effectively, go for for 2 minutes. But thank you, Michael. We'll give you a try since you're a new member, and we'll see how you work out. So we have a timekeeper. The third item is you want to. Janine wants a treasurer's report. The chair, maybe we don't need a formal item since the chair is going to make announcements on item 7. Would that be acceptable, Janine, that we just there's a Q&A period for that. I will try and respond to your questions the best I can. I'm somewhat in the dark on some of these numbers, too. So, Janine, is that acceptable to you that we fold the treasurer's report into the chair's announcements?
That's fine. Thank you.
This is Alan B. Can I make a comment of less than 20 seconds?
Go ahead, Alan.
I don't think we should ever have public comments on our agenda, because anything the public has to say, they can send an email which goes to the entire LSB. It doesn't have to just go to the Finance Committee. So everybody gets it. So we don't need to waste time in a meeting for a public comment. They can send them all in writing, which makes them much clearer. I'm through.
Thank you, Alan. Let's see if there's any more. Grace has the floor now to make some additions to the agenda.
Okay. Before I make it, I'm confused about something, so I have a point of information that
yes.
I'll mention first.
Yes.
Are we having public comment placed on the agenda? What's the story with what Janine's asking for?
My understanding is that was going to be discussed during Bella's motion.
Okay.
Good. Janine, is that correct?
No. I was asking that it be placed on the agenda as an item, and if anybody has an objection, if more than one person has an objection to it, then we would take a vote on whether it needs to be on the agenda.
Okay.
Because by the time
go ahead.
That's fine.
Because the chair objects is public comment. We already are allowing the public to make ask questions and participate in this meeting already. I don't really think we need a public comment, and I'm opposed to a formal public comment period. Because I'd like to keep the meeting focused on the agenda items that we have to cover. But Janine, would you like to have a formal item on the agenda to discuss having public comments?
Mr. Chair,
Bella, okay. Bella, you don't have the floor. I'm asking Janine if she would like a formal point on the agenda to discuss public comments.
Yes, it is supposed to be on my point.
Okay, well then we'll discuss it under your motions, okay?
Wasn't that the agreement?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bella, I'm the one that changed it because I wanted it put on the agenda already. Well, I'm confused because I thought only members of the committee could speak. So if you're saying that anybody on the call can speak at any time, then that's one thing, which I think it might be an issue for a lot of the members, not only because of to expedite the meeting.
Janine, stop. Yeah. We are not discussing this at this time. We're on agenda approval. We have to discuss this.
Right, but I don't understand what you just said. It's confusing. We don't let people that are not members speak during the meeting. That's why I'm trying to create a time.
Hold on, Jeannie. You don't have the floor. You haven't been recognized. And I have, the chair has been doing it. I have been allowing public members to ask questions and during this meeting and during previous meetings. So if that can be discussed too. If you want to ban public members from asking questions and participating, that can be part of the public comment discussion.
Chair, point of order, Lawrence.
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
Okay, so the only thing that is in order right now is the placement of items for the agenda. It's not to discuss the merits or the reasons why. It's to post it on the agenda. And once it comes up in the agenda, then you could discuss the merits of the proposal. So just to expedite the meeting, that I think that's the appropriate mechanism.
Thank you, Lawrence. The chair was trying to say that in a different way. You're correct. It's only appropriate to approve the agenda at this point. Are there any more changes to the agenda that anyone wants?
Yes, this is Grace. I think I'm on the stack, so I'd like to make a change in the agenda.
What change do you want to make?
Okay. Personally, KPFK is in dire financial straits. This is a horrible situation, and we need to get into a discussion, a review of the KPFK fiscal year 22 budget. So I'd like to have all other items that were just added to the agenda come after the review of the KPFK fiscal year 22 budget. The chair's announcements, there's the agenda then would be approve the agenda,
Grace, can I make a point of clarification?
Yes.
Point 11 on the agenda is to review the KPFK FY22 budget timeline. We do not have a budget for FY22 at this point. Miguel has put that on hold until some other things are resolved. So all we can do is review the timeline. We do not have a budget. That's a point of information.
Okay. Is there any place in this agenda where we can discuss the financial crisis with Pacifica? Is it the chair's announcements or Beth's? Or can we add a Q&A or something about or allow this committee to start proposing solutions or something? I mean, great. We're in a real cash shortfall right now, and this committee should be discussing it, in my opinion.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you, Grace. Can I, the chair, propose that we add a new item, 9. I'll move Bill's motions and Michael Novick's motions down one, and that is a new item 9 is discussion of financial crisis at KPFK, and make that, let's say, 10 minutes.
That's exactly what I would like.
Is that, Michael, is that, Michael and Bill, is that acceptable to you to move your two, agenda items down?
I have no objection.
Was that Michael?
I have no objection.
Okay.
Yes, that's Michael. I have no objection.
Bella, may I be heard?
Hold on, Bella. I'm writing this. Okay, Bella.
Can I propose something?
Hold on, Janine. I didn't recognize you. I thought I heard Bella. Bella, what do you?
Okay, can I speak, please? Can I be heard, please?
You have the floor. You have 90 seconds. Thank you.
Thank you. I understand that Janine's question was directly dealing with a shortfall. She meant to say accounts payable issue. She meant to say how are the payables being handled? What is the current condition, the crisis? All of
point
this
of order
should be under that item. We do not need an extra item to deal with all of that. That is already supposed to be dealing with the current financial stress situation KPFK is on.
Bella, are you finished? Bella, that's why I asked you and Michael if I could move your two agenda items down to have a specific discussion of the financial crisis at KPFK. Obviously, that will be touched on by some of the chair's announcements, but it may not be complete. So, would you object to adding an item nine for 10 minutes, a discussion of the financial crisis at KPFK?
No, what I said was that we can amplify Janine's motion.
Bella, I'm just asking you if you object to adding that item on the agenda. I'm trying to get the agenda complete so we can move the meeting.
You don't need our approval, Fred. Just do it.
I can't do it. Okay, is there any objections to adding Grace's item 9, a discussion of the KPFK financial crisis?
No objection.
This is Janine.
Can
we just take your chair's announcements and all of that along with a financial discussion about all these issues and just move it up in the agenda?
Well, my chair's announcements are at the top of the agenda already. So, my chair's announcements are fairly simple and short, and Grace wants to have an extended discussion of the financial crisis.
If I can complete my thought here, what I was getting at is also our financial issue, right? We are borrowing money. We still don't know where it's coming from.
Okay, let's not get it.
So no, wait a second. It doesn't make sense to discuss some of it at the beginning of the meeting and some of it at the end of the meeting. Let's just move all of it up to the same area. That's what I'm suggesting. Thank you.
Okay. Would you accept that we move your questions from my chair's announcements down to item 9, which is the wider discussion of the KPFK financial crisis? Would that be acceptable to you?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Bella, we're going to discuss these things as soon as we can finalize the agenda. Is there any objections to accepting the agenda as it is designed, as it's now constituted.
Can you read it, please, for the stream? Thank you.
Yes, I will read it, since you can't see it. Item 1, roll call. Item 2, approval of agenda. Item 3, extended discussion of date and time of next finance meeting. Item 5, approval minutes of the previous meeting. Item 7, chair's announcements. Item 8, report by Beth Van Guten, by Director Beth Van Guten. Item 9, discussion of KPFK financial crisis. Item 10, Bella's motions. Item 11, Michael Novick's motions. Item 12, review of KPFK budget timeline. Item 13, recess to continuation meeting. A date to be determined. Okay, is there any objection to the agenda as it currently is? Not hearing any objection, we have agenda approved for the record at 5:20. That's for my minutes. Okay. Next item on the agenda is I meant to have its approval minutes before extended discussion, but the way the agenda has been accepted, so we're now on extended discussion of date and time of the next meeting. I sent out the chair will lead off here. I sent out an email detailing the complexity of setting the date and time for the Finance Committee meeting. We passed a motion last month where we set the date of the finance meeting as the Wednesday before the LSB meeting, assuming that the LSB meeting was going to be on Sunday. But that has been changed. So I think we need an extended discussion of when this group is going to meet in the future, into the future. So,
Michael, over to the staff.
Yeah, Michael, I'll recognize you to start out the discussion.
Yeah, I introduced a motion last time, and I typed it up this time to say that we schedule our meetings of the local finance committee late enough in the month after the 15th, so there's an increased likelihood of receiving the financials from NETA. And in relation to this agenda, it also speaks to the question that got raised about the recessed meeting. So looking at the calendar, I think we're talking realistically about probably sometime around the 19th of November, which is a Friday. That would be after the LSB meeting, and I personally don't think that's a problem. I think that the main purpose of the Finance Committee is to look at those financials, and if we don't have them, there's no point to the meeting almost most of the time. So,
can we have a little back and forth here? We're not guaranteed when we're going to get the financials from NETA. They may not have them by the 19th.
This is Alan Beek. May I have 1 minute?
No, Alan. Not okay, Alan. I'm sorry. Yeah, you have. First of all, Michael Novick was not finished and hadn't relinquished the floor. I was having a little back and forth with him. So, Michael, do you want to continue, or do you want to let Alan
point
speak?
Of information?
Who's asking for a point of information?
John Wenger is asking for a point of information.
What's your point of information, John?
I just like Michael to tell us when the LSB meeting is, because that's something I ask in the email. And as far as I know, it has not been determined yet, but I bet it has. When is the LSB meeting? Do they have a regular monthly time, or is it going to change each month?
At this point, we've scheduled the next two LSB meetings for the third Wednesday evening in November and the third Wednesday evening in December. Then at that meeting, there'll be a new seating of delegates, and LSB will set an agenda for the coming year. So we're talking about Wednesday the 17th at 6 p.m. of November and Wednesday the 15th of December.
That's what we need to go forward. Thank you very much.
So, but my point is that I don't think we can meet prior to that with the finance committee. It's pointless because we won't have financials. So I think that the meeting of the finance committee should be unmoored from the LSB schedule and meet at a date late enough in the month that we have a strong likelihood. That's what I said in my motion of financials from META. They did say at a previous meeting that they were going to make the effort to have them available by the 15th of the month. So meeting on the 19th of November and a meeting on the 17th of December would theoretically give a couple of days at least for perusal of financials. I have another motion, which we'll get to later in the agenda, which is that we request the October financials regardless of the state of the FY21 close the year. Year close.
Janine, to the staff.
Hold on. The chair would like to respond. The next NFC meeting, National Finance Committee meeting, is on the 23rd, and the NFC is not going to release the financials until that meeting, if they are available for the NFC. So the earliest that the financials could be available is the 23rd, even if NETA has them before then. And the NFC, that's the rule of the NFC, Michael.
Yes, and I have a motion about that, which is a request that the local station board ask the NFC to change that policy.
Well,
good idea. Local,
no, you can't have the floor. The chair is speaking. Good luck, Michael. The LSB can request the NFC and the PNB to do things, but those are just requests, and there's no, you know, yeah. Most likely you will not get that.
Chair, Lawrence with a point of order.
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
Okay, we continue to get into the merits of things that are being proposed for the agenda. I think it would facilitate the chair to see if there's consensus among the committee to put something on the agenda and not discuss the merits of it, because that's what's taken a long time. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
point of order.
Who's speaking? What's your point of order?
My name is Raymond Goldstone. My point of order is that we have approved the agenda.
Thank you, Raymond.
Next.
Hold on. The next two people on the stack are Alan Beek and then Janine Rowan. Anybody else for the stack? Not hearing
yes,
anybody.
Yes, John Wenger. John Wenger to the stack.
Thank you, John.
Request information, Jim.
Who's requesting information? Is that Lawrence?
Yes, Chair. Did we approve the agenda then?
Yes, we approved the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Goldstone. All right, thank you.
Okay, John, I've got you. Alan Beek, you have a minute.
Yes, all these negotiations, the times depend on negotiations with our general manager, when we're going to set the LSV meetings, and our negotiations on the finances should be with NETA, and I think we should have a committee meeting between us and NETA to try to resolve a lot of those questions. I sent you all an email about that a few days ago, suggesting the things we need to discuss. And I would like to say that we should make an effort to get a joint meeting with NETA so we can work all those things out. Thank you.
Alan, the chair here, NEDA does not meet with the LSBs and the LSB committees. That's the way NEDA works. I'm trying to get them to provide us with one of their financial people for our monthly finance meeting so we can ask them questions. But in general, NEDA does not deal with the LSBs. Janine, you have the floor.
Thank you. I believe in September there was a representative from NEDA on the call, and at that point they said that once they get items from the general manager, whoever at the station, that they just need a few days to turn it around. So I guess I don't understand if we are able to say, you know, remove it from the year end and just give us the monthlies, why we couldn't have it the 17th before the local station board. And the reason I say that is because we are in a position where we need to be able to move and do motions and act upon our status. And if we don't have the LSB after the finance committee, then we have to wait a whole nother month unless we're going to call a special meeting. So for me, I think that it is worth putting the pressure on NEDA and saying that we need our financials from October. And if they can't do that, then we've set ourselves up by going to NEDA for our financials. It's a bad decision to do that. We should urge them again to bring somebody in that can give us our own financials when we need them, which is the first half of the month.
Let me correct some of your statements. NEDA representative Julia Kennard, was at our September meeting, but that was just an experiment, and she was being nice. Explain. NEDA works not for the LSBs. NEDA works for the PNB. If you want NEDA to do things, talk to the PNB, Janine. The PNB is in control of that, not us. And also governance does not have operational control of the station. The general manager can talk to NETA on the spur of the moment. We do not do anything, have any control over the station directly. We do not have any authority at the station directly. So,
can I follow up? Because that's not what I'm insinuating.
Well, okay.
But we are here as an advisor.
Janine, follow up.
So, yes, she was here as a courtesy. But she did say, what she did say during that meeting is that they only needed a few days to turn around after they received the items from the station.
Let me clarify. She said she could deliver the financials by the 15th of the month, which is two weeks after the month end closing. She did not promise anything or guarantee anything. She said she would try to do that. And this month, Beth will report what happened with the financials this month, which was not NETA's fault, but a fault of something of one of the units within Pacifica. If you want to respond to that, Janine, go ahead.
All I'm saying is that I believe that we can put forth the request that we have our meeting on the 17th and that NEDA will supply us with just KPFK's financials from October because that's what they said they could do. So that's what I'm proposing. Thank you.
Correction,
Lawrence. Hold on, Beth is Beth. You're making a point of order. Go ahead, Beth.
No, please just add me to the bottom of the stack. Thank you.
Please add me to the stack, Fred. Lawrence.
Bella, point of order.
Hold on, everybody. I'm adding Lawrence.
Add Steve, please, Fred.
Who?
Steve. Who? Steve Kaiser.
Okay, Steve, I've got you. Okay. Beth, I've added
Bella,
you. Bella. Yes, Bella.
Point of order?
What's your point of order, Bella?
Yes, Janine just said the 17th. I thought that Michael suggested the 19th. The 17th will be KPFK's LSB meeting at 6 p.m., so that cannot be. We're speaking of the 19th of November for
Bella,
the Finance Committee.
Point of clarification, Bella. We have no authority over NETA. The PNB hired NETA as consultants. The PNB directors have can make a request to NETA. We can't order them to generate financials by any date.
I think you misunderstood me. I've never said anything of the sort. I said that we were suggesting the 19th, not the 17th, regardless whether NETA can provide or not.
Well, where are you going to get the financials?
Well, that remains the battle, isn't it?
Okay. Your point of order was out of order, Bella. Janine is finished, so John Wanger has the floor.
Well, can I just add one thing? I meant in addition to the LSB, we could have it prior so that if something comes up, if something is important, we can bring it up and add it to the agenda of the LSB. Thank you.
I'm a little bit confused, Janine, by that. And we're not likely to get financials from NETA by the 17th or the 19th, but, Beth has more to say on that than I do. Let's move on. John Wanger, you have the floor. And you have 90 seconds to 2 minutes.
Yeah, very quickly. To what Michael was saying about choosing the dates, one way we have a problem, as Grace has been pointing out, we need to notice these meetings. So since we don't have the information with which to plan the meeting date, because we don't know when we're going to get the data from NETA, one quick hack would basically be to notice meetings starting at some point and every day thereafter, let's say to the end of the month, so that we satisfy the notice requirement. That's the thing that's a constraint we need to deal with. And if we only notice one meeting, then we're stuck. If we guess wrong, we're screwed. So notice start at some point and then notice every day forward. We can always just cancel the subsequent meetings. So that's a quick hack around the noticing requirement. Just notice the hell out of it. Number two, we need the data from NETA, and this is rate limiting. And the way it's all set up, we need to go to the PNB, and so our directors need to go there and ask it. NETA needs to help us out because the PNB needs to help us out too. We cannot do our job, which is mandated in the bylaws, unless we get the data, and we need the data from NETA, who doesn't work for us. We need the information, so let's just ask our directors. Beth, I'm sure you're listening to this. We need to figure this out so that we have a rational process so we can plan in a reasonable way. Without the data, we just cannot even think about it. So I'm done.
Beth, you have the floor. Maybe you can respond to this.
Yeah, thank you. I would like to point out that we as an organization are in the midst of a few layers of change here. Our current arrangement with NETA is new. We have a new GM. The dates for the LSB meetings have been changed for the last 2 months of the year in response to the new GM. And that to this point, our meetings, these finance committee meetings, have been tethered to that date. I agree with Michael that it doesn't make sense to do that now, that we should deal with them separately, and that these meetings should be scheduled to the availability of the financial information. But it doesn't make sense to me that we devote so much time right now going through all these levels of detail when the year's almost over and we're about to have a new board, and they'll make their own decision based on whatever's appropriate at the time. I think all we really need to do is sort out the rest of this month and then the next month, and not even try to make broad sweeping changes that won't apply come January. So I think we're making this a lot more difficult than it should be. I would also say it doesn't make sense to me to schedule another meeting of this committee until we know for a fact that we'll have financials available to us. Thank you.
This is Alan Beek. Could I have 1 minute?
Alan, I can put you on the stack after Steve Kaiser. Is that acceptable?
Sure.
Thank you, Alan. Beth, thank you, Beth. Lawrence, you have the floor.
Thank you. And I'm also a director on the PMB. So I think so we hired Netta to replace the business manager. So to a degree, Netta is our subordinate. They are employed by us, and there's a natural governance flow, which you are part of, Fred. When Netta, I think there's a representative always on the National Finance Committee. I think it's completely appropriate to request that Netta meet with us, because we are in a financial crisis, and the business manager was let go, and they were, and Netta replaced them to carry out the business function of KPFK. So I think it's this doesn't make any sense if we don't have the opportunity to conjointly meet and discuss our financial crisis, because Netta does hold the financial data. So I think it's completely appropriate to request that a meeting with them, because they are employed by us. We are paying them. And we let the business manager go, who is also another subordinate. So let me just summarize real quick. I think those who are requesting a meeting with Netta are completely, I support that, and I think we should make that request. Thank you.
Lawrence, Fred here. I think you need to talk to.
And I don't think you need to comment after everybody speaks, Fred. I think.
No,
I'm directly
responding to you. I think you need to talk with James Surgeton, the chair of the National Finance Committee. Netta doesn't meet with the with all the subcommittees of the board. They meet only with the National Finance Committee and the Board of Directors. And
we need to take
some responsibility on that.
Is it my turn, Fred?
Steve Kaiser is now on the stack. You're next.
Go to the stack afterwards.
Did we actually let Barry go and we no longer have a local financial person? Is that correct?
Steve, hold on.
Yes.
You don't have Jeanine. Don't.
We no longer have barriers.
You can't. I'm reluctant
to
respond because it was never officially announced by management, and even though I'm the treasurer, I'm part of governance. It's not my place to make these announcements. But yes, Barry Brooks was let go. Because we are, for the reason that we can get the same services that Barry was provided from Netta for one third the cost.
So who's the local Netta person? Is there anybody locally that can?
Not in Los Angeles. Netta has two people on the West Coast, I believe, Julie Kennard in Portland, and I believe George, I think is in Seattle. They're on West Coast time. They're on West Coast.
Why do we have these people up in the Northwest?
Because they have to service clients on the West Coast. And NEDA is a name.
NEDA people.
NEDA
okay,
is.
Now, if we're, these financials produced by the 17th or 19th of the month, who's going to compile that local data to give to NEDA? And once a firm gets data like this, if you're lucky, you can turn it around in a week. That's where the juniors work it up and it goes to the partner's signature. That a week would be the most optimistic time period. But now we no longer have a local person to put together the financial data. There's no way that we can get financial statements in the period that you're talking about. And I don't think that's really the central point we need to focus on, because even when we have financials, be they 2 or 3 months old, we just ramble through the numbers and discuss them. It's not like it's germane to making any key decisions. Our key decision is to bring in money. And we got 20 members on this finance committee, which really compounds the trouble of having people speak. But we got 20 members on this committee, and the only thing we need to do is come up with a way to bring in money. And the only way we've had to do that is through the premiums and through bequests. So that should be where all our focus is. That's the way we bring in money to Pacifica, is on premiums and bequests. And if we got
there's
some other
that.
Thing that we came up with, then we should focus on that. But don't expect those financials in those time periods with the personnel you have in place. That's it. Thank you.
Steve, let me respond to you, since I know a little bit about the process by which NEDA is doing our financials. NEDA put in a internet-based fax machine to scan billing statements that come to the station. So all the statements that come to the station on a monthly basis, as they come in, are scanned and transmitted directly to NEDA. So there's nobody locally on site doing the accounting. The accounting is being done by.
These statements from us for NEDA. Who's doing that on the other end? Is there a person appointed to do that at NEDA?
Yeah, the point. Hold on.
Who's
yelling out there? Is that Sue Cohen? Who's?
Yeah, sorry. I have a quick answer. Hey, GM's doing it.
The general manager?
Yeah.
No, hold on. That's not actually. That's not true. The general manager is probably delegated the actual handling of the billing statements that KPFK receives to a subordinate. Somebody at the station does it. So go ahead, Beth. You want is a point of information?
Yes.
Point of information.
I would just like to say I would be happy to take these questions after I give my report. Some of it's pertinent to that. I have some of this information, but that this isn't actually this agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you for reminding us that we are on selecting a date and time for the committee to meet, because we're well over that. Steve, are you finished?
Yeah, I'm done. Oh, thank you.
I've got two more people. I'm going to end this stack because we have to come to some resolution on selecting a date and time for the finance committee to meet. That's what we're supposed to be discussing. Alan, you asked for a minute. Please be quick.
So I'll get out of the way of that. Go ahead. I'll withdraw.
Thank you, Alan. And I think the last person I heard was Ruth. Well, and Ruth is one of the new public members of the Finance Committee. She had made 3 meetings last month. Ruth Strauss.
Sue Quickie.
Who's speaking? Sue, is this Sue?
Sue Cohen Johnson. Yes. It's a quickie.
Go ahead. Sue, you have 90 seconds.
They said the only way that KPFK has to make money is by premiums on the air, which is BS. And one thing we have in the works is the phone banking to the left, and we have an event coming up. And the phone... The IED said yesterday in that meeting, and Julia Kennard was there, by the way, she said she's going to have an email at the end of the year to make money. And if we're going to have calling phone banking, we better do it quick before she does hers, because she's going to take all our money. Thank you.
I don't know what Julie has to do with fundraising, since she's an accountant and she does our accounting. And she's the lead person for the KPFK not KPFK, but for the Pacifica Financials. The whole consolidated P&L. In any case, this is, by the way, Sue, this is off topic. We're supposed to be deciding on a meeting date. And I have to keep on reminding people that's what we're supposed to be discussing. What's your point of order?
I'm sorry.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is that I do have a motion. I have a motion on the floor for the meeting date, which is the 19th.
And that's a Friday.
Yeah.
And I personally would not like to meet on Fridays.
Can we take a vote, Mr. Chair?
This is Beth with an alternate motion.
What's your alternate motion?
Amendment.
What's your alternate motion, Beth?
I propose we meet December 1st, because we're much more likely to have the assured financials in our hand at the time, and it'll get us past the Thanksgiving holidays. I think people are going to be less likely to turn up the closer we get to the holidays.
And the chair would like to point out that December 1st is a Wednesday, which is consistent with our what the Finance Committee has been meeting on. How do we handle this? What's your point of order,
point
Grace?
Of order. Okay, just a simple point of order. What Beth is putting forward is a substitute motion.
If
Beth's motion passes, it substitutes for Michael's, and Michael's motion is obliterated.
Janine to the stack.
Hold on, Janine. Grace, are you finished?
Yes.
Okay, Janine, what's your point of information?
My substitute is already the 17th. That I propose. You shut it down. But
oh, hold on.
The 17th.
Well, we're not going to have the financials by the 17th, and the NFC meets on the 23rd. The soonest we could get the financials was on the 23rd.
I don't see any.
Well, then, how about the Friday after the 23rd?
Thanksgiving.
Well, Beth has a motion on the floor for December 1st, Wednesday, December 1st. And Beth is right, the Friday the 26th is the day after Thanksgiving. I don't personally want to meet that day.
It's a substitute motion.
So Beth has a substitute motion on the floor. Do we need to, do we want to take a vote on, I guess we should take the best way to find this out is to take a vote on Beth's substitute motion. So, a yes vote is to support Beth, a yes vote is for Beth's, substitute motion. A no vote is to go back to Michael Novick's motion. So I'm going to have the committee take a vote so we get a feel for, what the group wants. Alan Beek, do you vote for Beth's motion?
I'm waiting to find out what her motion is.
To meet on December 1st, Wednesday, December 1st.
I don't.
Okay.
Janine to the stack.
I won't vote no.
Janine, I'm sorry?
No, I don't understand why my date isn't being entertained.
if, you know, Michael's of the 19th is being entertained, but mine of the 17th isn't being entertained. So and, I don't understand.
Well, you're not going to get the financials on the 17th. That's why.
Well,
but we are taking a vote.
Yeah.
Let's take a vote for all three options.
No, there's one. Both Beth has a motion on the floor, so I'm taking a vote on that. Alan, what did
Janine,
did you vote? Alan, did you vote no? I'm taking votes on this to get a sense of the body. Alan, how did you vote?
I have a point of order.
What's your point of order?
The point of order is that there is a KPFK local station board meeting scheduled for the 17th. Not only that, there seems to be a KPFK governance committee meeting also scheduled for that day, although that doesn't make any sense. I think
it was canceled. It was canceled.
But it was basically, okay, point of information, basically, the governance meeting there is canceled. An LSB meeting scheduled for the 17th.
Yes, okay? I mentioned that earlier.
Grace, are you you're finished with your point of order. Michael Novick also made a point of order. Michael, you're next. You have the floor, Michael.
No, I was just saying the meeting that was previously scheduled for the 17th was canceled of the Governance Committee. The Governance Committee is meeting on the 12th at 4 p.m. Host of the KPFDX.
I can't deal with all these meetings moving all over the place.
Yep.
So I'm just going to continue taking a roll call vote on Beth's alternate motion. Alan Beek, did you say yes
no,
or no?
I would like to go on record as objecting. What my
you can vote no.
I'm saying point of procedure is that, you know, I brought up another date, then Beth brought up another date, and then Grace jumped in and made a motion of Beth's date, but mine got left behind. So,
how do
I understand that the LSC is on the 17th, but it doesn't do us any good to do it at the beginning of December. Are we in emergency mode or aren't we?
The LSB has no emergency for seeing the financials. Management does. Management's running the station, but governance could exist for a whole month without seeing the financials. It's not going to kill us. But I'd like to get them as soon as they're available, and they'll be the first point at which they can be available is when the AFC meets on the 23rd. So the soonest that they'd be available to the LSB is on basically November 24th. So,
Chair, point of order.
Lawrence,
the difference doesn't make whether we have financials or not. We don't do anything with them. We might as well throw them away.
Lawrence, Alan, please do not interrupt the chair. Lawrence, you have the floor.
Yeah, we are in the middle of a vote. I mean, what is this thing about, don't marry your motions, you know, just do an affirmative vote. Please go to the vote. That's what's in order, I believe.
Thank you, Lawrence. So again, Alan, I'm asking you, did you vote yes or no on Beth's motion? Beth's motion was to meet on December 1st. The finance committee to meet on December 1st, Wednesday, December 1st.
The subsequent.
Alan Beek, no.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Beth Van Gooten, how do you vote?
I vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Novick, how do you vote? Michael?
I pass.
Okay. Recibio Rivas, how do you vote?
Rocio Rivas.
Rocio, I apologize profusely. Ruscio. Am I pronouncing it right? Ruscio? Ruscio.
She's not with us. She never attended.
Well, she just spoke up.
No, that's Bella. Bella correcting you again.
So, okay, I'm putting her down as absent. Okay, Janine Rowan, how do you vote? Janine.
I vote no.
Thank you.
I object to how this is being done.
Okay. Lawrence, I think Lawrence passed. Okay.
No, I didn't pass, Chair. I vote no.
Thank you.
Michael passed.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lawrence. Bella, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. Polina is not present, and she's been absent for 3 times, so she will have to probably remove her. Okay. From the member list, Grace, how do you vote?
I pass.
Okay. Ken is absent. Raymond Goldstone, how do you vote?
Aye.
I didn't hear that. Aye, yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Dave Johnson?
Dave votes yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Michael, I'm sorry, I skipped Michael Heiss. How do you vote, Michael?
That's fine, yes, and we're already an hour over. Is there any way we can finish this in the next half hour?
I wish we could. I can't give you any guarantee. Steve Kaiser, how do you vote?
I abstain.
Thank you. King Riley? How do you vote?
He's not present. He's not present.
I don't know. I don't know if he did. Okay. Absent. Zuri Rideau?
Rideau.
How do you
vote? I
vote
no.
Okay. Maria Skelton? Maria?
I abstain. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Thank you, Ruth. John Wanger?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I have to go back now to a couple of people. Michael Novick, how do you vote?
No.
Okay, let's see, is there anybody, and Grace Aaron, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, the vote, everybody's, the president has voted, I have 7 yes, 6 no, 2 abstentions, and 4 absent.
Did the chair announce his vote?
No, the chair hasn't voted, and the chair isn't going to vote. So I'm not voting. I'm abstaining.
Okay.
So there are 3 abstentions. Yes. So the vote is 7-6-3, as per Robert's Rules of Order. So, so Beth's motion passed. She replaces, Michael's motion. So we know, Michael, you want to restate the motion as amended?
Well, the motion became, December 1st, obviously. I assume that means at 4 p.m.
Yes.
That's acceptable to you, Beth. So I guess we now vote on the main motion. So I'm gonna, is there any objection to the main motion to meet on December 1st? in a continuation meeting, in a continuation
meeting. Bill objects.
Bill objects. Is there anybody else that, is that a hard objection, Bill, or can we, mark you
as? It's a hard objection, as it was stated. We are in a crisis and we should be meeting sooner. And the 19th was the actual date proposed by Michael Novick. And that would be the suitable date. And then we can figure it out.
Can we stop? Could you stop your statement? So I guess we have to vote on the main motion because Bill objects. So I'm going to take a vote now on the main motion, which is to meet on Wednesday, December 1st. Alan Beek?
Yes.
Thank you, Alan. Beth Van Guten?
Point of information, are we voting on the 19th? Not the.
We're voting on December 1st. Janine.
A point of information. This is Grace.
What's your point of information?
Hey, we already voted on that, and I voted no.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your point of information? Okay. In case anybody gets confused, this is just a procedural point. When a substitute motion passes, it passes as a substitute. Then it has to be voted on again, the exact same thing as the main motion. So I know we just voted on it, and it passed, but we actually have to vote on the exact same thing again per Robert's Rules of Order. That's why it'll probably pass again. It would be best if everybody just didn't object to it being voted on again. But it's the exact same motion. It's just a quirky thing in Robert's Rules of Order that it has to be.
Chair.
That's all.
Well, who asked a question of the chair just now?
Raymond Goldstone.
Okay, Raymond, what's your question?
Am I correct that on the agenda there is also a tentative or a motion to recess this meeting at some point and meet again of this meeting? There could indeed be a meeting before the December 1st.
I interpret this to mean that the December 1st meeting is the continuation meeting that we're recessing the this meeting for. And
was my intention.
So again, I'm taking a formal vote. Alan, did I hear you shout out that you changed your vote from yes to no? Alan?
My vote wasn't yes, so I can't change it from yes to no.
Okay. Beth, how do you vote?
Yes. Thank you.
Michael, how do you vote?
Michael Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence? See you. Lawrence, I don't hear Lawrence. Rocio Rivas?
Rocio.
She's not present, remember?
Oh, I'm sorry. Villa sounds, someone sounds like her. Okay. Janine, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. Villa DeSoto, how do you vote?
No.
Felina is absent. Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Raymond Goldstone, how do you vote?
Yes.
Michael Heiss, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dave Johnson, how do you vote?
Dave Johnson votes yes.
Okay, Steve Kaiser.
I vote no. I've got jury duty that week. I can't come.
Okay. King Rally is absent. Zuri Rideau.
Very good. Thank you. I vote no.
Okay. Maria Skelton.
Yes, thank you.
Ruth Strauss.
Sorry, I had to unmute. Yes.
Thank you. And John Wanger.
Yes.
Okay, and let's see here. And again, the chair is going to abstain or not vote. So the final vote is 9-4-2. That's 9 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions, and 4 absent. So that passes. So our next, our continuation finance meeting is on Wednesday the 7/1 at 4 p.m. And it's currently, what's the time?
I object to the chair's ruling regarding a continuation of this meeting.
And who's speaking? 609.
This is Raymond Goldstein.
Why you I'm perplexed why you're objecting to the chair's
Because I think Michael Novick's notion of is not a bad idea. And there's a simple way to deal with that if the information we want is available, and that's to have the continuation of this meeting. But
thank
you ruled that December 1st was the continuation meeting, so I am objecting to your ruling.
Oh, he's confused. He's very confused.
Bill, well, I'm a little confused at this point. I'm a little punch drunk. I would like to move the meeting on. I think the next finance committee is going
to... I actually would like to call for a vote on that.
On what?
The ruling of the chair.
I'm not sure what I ruled. The body selected December 1st as the next finance meeting. Okay? Let's drop it and move on. I think the next year's finance committee is going to have to set its meeting dates.
Vote on it.
Not please. We have other business to take care of.
It makes sense. Can we have a vote, please?
We just did.
He determines what we do. Would you just go with his program? If he doesn't want to have a vote, it's his prerogative. As chairman.
The body just hold on. Stop, everybody. Let the chair speak. The body just voted. The body voted in favor of meeting December 1st. The body has spoken. The next meeting we'll have to figure out when we're going to meet next after that. Okay. Approval minutes. There is no stack at this point. We are finished.
Then I would
like
to
do a vote. We need to take a vote. If somebody challenges the ruling of the chair, we take a vote.
Correct. And I say,
hold on. Stop, everybody. The chair didn't rule. The chair just said that the next meeting that we're going to meet at is December 1st, which is a...
Mr. Chair, what is happening here is that a person that just voted was very confused and voted against his will because he was confused.
No,
Raymond voted
I'm not
yes.
I'm way confused.
Halt.
I'm just being interrupted constantly. But I simply challenge the ruling of the chair in one point, and that is that the vote we just took on which I voted aye, was that the next
KPFK Finance Committee meeting be on December the 1st at 4 p.m. The challenge is to his earlier recapitulation of the vote, calling it the continuation meeting.
Well, then we don't have a date. Then if that's the case, if the chair retracts that ruling, we don't have a date for our continuation meeting. And
Thank you.
Is that the point you're trying to make, Raymond?
Yes.
Thank you. What's your point of information, Beth?
Oh, that was Grace requesting some information. Isn't it correct that at the end of this meeting and decide to continue this meeting at a different date than December 1st, possibly if we feel we want to meet sooner, like the 19th?
I would consider that. I would consider that. Well, the group will decide what me. Would somebody please mute their microphone? The group will have to decide when we will meet at that point in time if we ever get to the end of this meeting.
Okay, very good. Thank you for the clarification.
This is Beth with a. Thank you.
Beth, what's your point of information? Go ahead. You have the floor, Beth.
Thank you. My original preference would have been to wait to schedule a meeting until we know for a fact that the financials are available. It was pointed out to me that that doesn't allow time for 1 week's notice, and therefore we should set the continuation meeting far enough advanced so that there's essentially little question that we would have the financials available. I don't think it's practical to try to schedule something in and around the Thanksgiving holiday, and the December 1st seems like the most practical and most certain proximal date. So it was my intention that be the continuation meeting from this. If we want to meet a separate time from that, I guess there's nothing to prevent it, except I'm not sure what the purpose would be. So, thank you.
You're not sure what's going to do?
Yeah, I mean, if someone proposed an additional meeting sometime between now and the 1st, I guess there's nothing to prevent the body from choosing to do that, but it's not clear to me what the purpose of that meeting would be if we don't have financials in here.
Thank you. Okay. I'd like to move the agenda forward at this point. I think we're going to have to talk about the continuation meeting date at the end of the meeting. The next point on the agenda is item 5, which is approval of minutes, and I don't have the minutes finished for the October 13th meeting. I posted some preliminary minutes on KPFTX for October 13th, but they're not complete. They're almost complete.
Mr. Chair.
So I'm proposing that we skip agenda item 5, which is approval of minutes, since there aren't really minutes to approve at this point.
Mr. Chair, this is Bill. I would like to be heard.
What do you want, Bill?
What do I want? You should say you have the floor, Bella. That's what you should say. Thank you. So I would like to say that we have had no minutes. We had no minutes last month. We have no minutes this month. Wanted to get that for the audio stream.
Bella, I am working on the minutes. As I say, I posted preliminary minutes on KPFTX. You can go and look at those and comment on them in the email.
When did you post them? Because they were not there before.
Well, I posted them today, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for letting us know.
So I would like to move to chair, I'd like to move to agenda item 7, chair's announcements. We are already over time. We've been meeting now for 2 hours and 5 minutes. So I'd like to move to, chair's announcements. Should be fairly short. The chair is formally announcing that, Barry Brooks was replaced, as business manager at, Nita will be replacing Barry Brooks, for doing KPF business manager job function to save, money. Nita will be providing services and financial advice to General Manager Miguel Quesada and other of K's other of KPK's managers as needed. And we have three new members of the Finance Committee, public members of the Finance Committee, that I'd like to welcome. Those being Raymond Goldstone, Michael Heiss, and Zuri Redox, formerly joined us as public
member. Riedel.
I apologize. Zuri Rido joined us as public voting members of the Finance Committee. Those are my announcements for this week. I'm opening it up now to questions to the chair. That people may have.
Bella, Janine, to the staff.
I got you, Bella, and Janine wanted to ask me questions.
And Michael.
Is that Michael Novick?
Michael Novick, yes, sorry.
Yeah, and Michael Heiss, please.
Okay, hold on.
Ellen Beach has a question.
Hold on. I'm writing this down. Two Michaels. I believe I heard Alan Beek.
Correct.
I've got Bella, Janine, Michael Novick, Michael Heiss, Alan Beek. Anybody else?
Yes, Jonathan Markowitz to the stack. Thank you.
Jonathan, do you eventually become a member of the Finance Committee?
As far as I know, I was, but, you know, I was unable to connect by phone earlier, and I just have to stream the meeting, but somehow I managed to get it to connect this time. So I don't know if that counts. I wasn't able to respond to the roll call. Thank you.
Thank you. Jonathan, and anybody else on the committee, if you have problems connecting with one of the phone exchanges, one of the Maestro phone exchanges, try the other one. Sometimes one of the phone exchanges get overloaded, and that's all I can suggest. Okay, I've got six people on the stack so far. I'm gonna start with Bella. This is a Q&A period for the treasurer.
Thank you. Do I have the floor, Mr. Chair?
Yes, you have the floor, Bella.
Thank you. You just reported that the business manager was replaced by Neta, but you reported that last month, so that's no news. I wanted you to go into the details of the financial crisis of the station and where the funds are coming from, the windfall that was supposed to have come from another sister station in order to cover the cost of payables at KPFK. I would like also to notice that this is John Markowitz's second meeting. Thank you.
All I can say about where the money is coming from to pay KPFK's bills is problematic. It's coming from the executive director borrowed some money from KPFA and from the affiliates, I believe, a month ago. And I can't say in detail exactly where the money is, but KPFK is not raising enough to pay its bills. And that's the nature of the financial crisis, that the fund drives are not doing well enough for us to continue. And we won't continue if there isn't some kind of a resolution of this funding crisis. And I'm going to leave more discussion of that for item 9 on the agenda. And maybe you'll get some information from Beth when she gives her report next. I think I covered your questions, Bella. Janine, you have the floor, Janine.
Well, I was going to move to adjourn to a continuation meeting on the 17th or the 19th. But since this has come up, at the LSB 2 weeks ago, I asked about what this arrangement is with KPFA, and you didn't know at the time. So I'm just wondering, how do we find this out if we can't?
Can I answer that? There is no arrangement. Sure. The executive director tells a business unit she has the authority to move money within the organization. She tells a business unit that has money to move it.
But can I follow up?
Continue. I was clarifying the issue.
My question is, we should. I'm hoping that as a committee or as a treasurer, we can get an answer as to, are we responsible to repay this money, and if so, to whom and by when? Like, anytime something like that happens, anything that we owe, we should know what the terms are. So are we able to find that out by the LSB meeting in a week?
Well, Janine, of course we're responsible for paying back interdivisional transfers of money. And the problem is that we're not bringing in enough money to pay our bills, and that includes paying some of these transfers. So
I don't think I'm getting an answer. Can we find out? Can we have a report then at the LSB as to the terms? If there aren't any terms, then that's the answer. But if there are terms,
My answer is that we would have to invite the executive director to answer those questions, since she is the person with the authority and was doing the transfers. She knows all the details. I do not.
Well, can you? I mean, as you as the treasurer, can't you find that out for us?
I mean, I can try and ask Lydia, but she doesn't talk to me all that much. She has to answer to the board of directors, not me.
What are you treasurer for?
I'm LSB treasurer.
And what is your mandate? What is your purview?
My purview is to keep informed the LSB on financial matters about the station. I do not know.
Thank you.
I do not know managerial. I don't. Bella, I do not know managerial information in general.
Point of
you
order.
You are the pressure.
Point of
you
order.
Are the
hold.
Order. Point of
Bella,
order.
Hold, Bella.
Bella spoke without being recognized, and she jumped the stack. Please, let's go back to the Q&A.
Thank you. Bella, I haven't recognized you. Janine, I'm assuming you're finished. I'm going to go to Michael Novick.
Is there an answer to that? Will you be asking that so that we have that information?
Well, some of that information is managerial, and I'm not privy to that. I will try and ask Lydia. And I will report information at, if I ever get, if I get information, I'll report it to you, okay? That's all I can, that's the best promise I can give you. Michael Novick, you have the floor.
Thanks. I did want to comment on the question. I was a treasurer in my previous service on the local station board, and there were a number of interdivisional loans at that time that were made, including the KPFT. And we never had any terms. There was never interest on those. They were just required to be paid. So if that's what the question is, I think the practice is that if money is, you know, sent from one division to another, eventually it's supposed to be paid back, but there's no interest charges on it because it's all within the same operation of Pacifica. I did have a couple of questions and a comment. I wanted to point out that the local station board did put up a $1,000 matching grant for use during the recent fund drive, and it was used, I believe, on the last day in Margaret Festival. And we did fulfill that. I'm sorry, could people mute who are not speaking?
Can you repeat that, Michael?
Yes, first I asked if people could mute or not speaking because there was a lot of noise on my line or coughing or something. I said that the local station board made a $1,000 matching grant pledge that was used for the fund drive. It was used on the last day on Margaret Prescott's show, and we did fulfill the $1,000, so I assume that that was based on the match. I got notification from a Terry guy, and we paid it basically yesterday. My question was related to the fund drive, if the treasurer has any information about the total sum that was raised and how much of that has been realized.
Yes, I have that information, Michael, and I'll state it quickly right now. The maximum the pledge total as of November 5th, which was the last day of the fund drive, was I believe $186,000 and 800 and some change. The fulfillment at that time was about 78% or $145,000, and I don't have the details below that on the top of my tongue. So
go ahead.
That's the crux of the fund drive at this point.
My related question then is what we think the capacity to make payroll on the 15th of this month is.
I think I haven't talked to Miguel or Lydia on this, but I think it's probably pretty good because the station's bank account is usually flush during a fund drive. As I say, the fulfillment was supposedly $145,000, but then we have bills, and so those bills would have been paid pretty immediately. So I don't know what the account balance is as of today. I'm sorry, I don't have that information.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Heiss, this is the first time you've. As a public member, you've been allowed to ask a question.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And regrettably, I don't have a question. I simply asked to beg the committee's forbearance. But as we are an hour and a half over the scheduled time, I'm afraid that I have to excuse myself for another commitment that I had previously planned. So. I apologize, but, you know, you can't recapture time.
Oh, in any case, welcome to the KPFK Finance Committee. I hope to see you here in the future. Thank you.
I hope to see everybody in person sooner than later. So, again, my apologies and thank you.
Okay, Alan Beek, you're on the stack. Is there anybody else who wants to join the stack besides Jonathan Markowitz is next after Alan.
Okay. Well, when we had a business manager, Barry Brooks, I believe he set the schedule for the fund drives. and I argued with him, trying to change it to what I thought was a better schedule.
Wrong.
Now he's gone. Who sets the schedule for the fund drives now that he's gone?
Alan, I think it's a committee of the general manager and some of his other managers. He has a working group that works on the fund drive. I'm not at liberty to mention names. Is that helpful, Alan?
Well, to say that you can't tell me is not very helpful, but I hear you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, Jonathan Markowitz.
Yes, thank you. I would like to point out something that I think has not really been considered adequately leading up to the decision to contract with NEDA in regards to four of the five stations preparing the financials and each month's budget, et cetera. I think that that decision sort of flies in the face of the whole concept of our local station boards in terms of their jurisdictional purpose, if you will, in regards to overseeing and having some sort of input, at least having information and being part of the information flow regarding financial matters of the station, regarding reviewing programming, regarding all of the matters that the LSBs and their committees undertake. So by cutting out the LSB in regards to being provided with the same information that the National Board gets from NEDA, what we've created, I wasn't part of this decision, and if I had known about this decision before it was made, I certainly would have made suggestions that this is inappropriate. Obviously, the savings to pay NEDA and their services in this regard for the four stations is certainly a savings, especially in regards to KPFK and the other stations' deficits. But in terms of what my understanding of the former business managers is that there's been a certain degree of either incompetence or lackadaisical, or I'm not sure what all the contributing factors
Jonathan, I want to warn you, you're getting into personnel areas, which we
that's fine.
Which we don't talk. We do not talk about in public.
I understand. So what I'm trying to say is that if there had been a problem with any of the general managers in the four signal areas, in other words, I think KPFA is wise to have their own business manager and not using NEDA services. Now, obviously, this is because KPFA is in a better financial situation. But I think this was a mistake to put all the rest of the stations in this kind of system, because unless the local station boards, I believe, appropriately and rightfully should have just as much access to all of NEDA's information in the same timely manner that it supposedly is going to provide to the national board. So really, I think that if anybody looks at this quite rationally, they will see that this is a serious problem of authority or lack of authority thereof, of what the LSB really does have authority over in regards to each of the stations, local boards and the matters, including this committee for KPFK. Thank you.
The chair would like to comment on for Jonathan. The reality is that NEDA was hired by the board of directors, and the board of directors have made the decision about but NEDA was hired by the board of directors, and they are very happy.
Yes, I understand.
They are very happy with the performance of NETA. And there's substantial information you do not know about personnel that have taken place here.
The local station board should have had input upon this decision directly, fully informed. And, well, and what your response?
Hold on.
Your response
hold
is fighting off their responsibility.
Jonathan, I'd like you welcome to the LSB. People are people on the LSB are very unhappy with the fact that they have very little power, but that's the reality of the world. Thank you. I think I need to move this. We are an hour and a half an hour over time. I think I'd like to move this to Beth's report and let Beth reveal some information to everybody, and then maybe we should recess the meeting.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, Bella.
What's your point of information, Bella?
We need to have Q&A after a Beth's a presentation, whatever that may be, and also public comment. That's what we agreed upon earlier.
No, we didn't agree on public comment, but we will have Q&A because people should be able to ask Beth questions. But
we never covered public comment to be inserted as an agenda item.
Bella, please stop. I'm calling you out of order.
You are interrupting me.
No, I am calling you out of order. It's now time for Beth's report. I'm trying to transfer the maximum amount of information to the members of the Finance Committee, and Beth has some important information to give out, and I want the people on the stream to hear it too. Beth, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to point out that I had a prior commitment I'm late for now, and I haven't eaten, and I'm fading. So please bear with me as I present what I've got here. So report from the National Finance Committee for this month. KPFK transition to NEDA Financial Services has proceeded smoothly without incident. This is the month that NEDA routinely closes out the books on fiscal year 21 before beginning the new fiscal year. So as an aside, I would like to correct the record from the accusation from Bella earlier this meeting that I didn't know what I was talking about and didn't distinguish between the fiscal year and the annual year. In fact, this is what I'm stating now. This is our first into the new fiscal year. The report that's delaying the financial reports from NEDA is their annual report because they have to wait for all stations to get all the information into them before they can complete it because it's a cumulative report. So to do that, NEDA needs complete financial information from all five Pacifica stations. NEDA has received the necessary information from four of the five stations and now awaits information from just one remaining station before proceeding. KPFK has provided everything required of us. Current financials will be available to NEDA once they've received all necessary information. Their preliminary draft reports are provided initially to the NFC, to management, and to officers, those legally accountable for our financial records. This is for review and correction before they're released to the public. Once finalized, they are then provided to all interested parties, including local finance committees, LSBs, and the public. Until they have been reviewed by the legally accountable officers, managers, and the NFC, that information is preliminary and in draft form. So once it's finalized, once it's been corrected, then it's made available directly to the local finance committee, the LSBs, and the general public. So there are legal reasons behind that flow of information. On a bright note, Pacifica has received an additional increment to the earlier EIDL loan we received last year, taking us from last year's total of $150,000, we have now received $350,000 in addition. And those are approximate figures. There's more still possible, up to a limit of a couple million dollars. That has yet to be determined. We have requests in for more. We hope to know more as time goes by. This was used to cover past debts to several vendors, allowing us to continue or resume routine business without interruption. That would include the people who do our audits, so that once NEDA finishes with this annual report, the auditors can proceed immediately. With year-end financials complete, Pacifica will then be ready to begin our annual audit process promptly. There was concern that the debt to our vendors might have delayed the start of that audit. But we have paid Rogers & Company in full with receipt of the EIDL loan, which allowed us to satisfy that debt and proceed unhindered. So we're set to proceed on course with the upcoming fiscal year 21 audit once year-end financials are complete. The seven Pacifica unit budgets approved during fiscal year 21 are now the guidance documents informing creation of a new Pacifica National Office budget, which will be the first we'll have in a number of years. The National Finance Committee reviewed the proposed National Office budget and Central Services formula during last night's National Finance meeting, and presented preliminary proposals, and will review it in depth at the next NFC meeting. This is in response to questions that came up earlier in this meeting. Incoming financial documents to KPFK are reviewed each day by the general manager, then scanned digitally directly into NEDA's system, which is NEDA's proprietary scanner. It's not just a fax machine. Its only purpose is to scan financial documents directly into NEDA's digital system. So once it's fed into the machine in our offices, it is immediately, as of that moment, part of NEDA's record.
I sure hope that will be submitted in writing, because I'd sure like to know what it said.
I will send this, as maybe you heard as I read it. It still needs proofreading and editing. I will send a completed written report to you, Alan, hopefully tonight.
To the board, to the committee.
To everyone.
Thank you.
Our fiscal year 2020 budget timeline is still being finalized. The P&O will be first this year, now that we have the seven other units' budgets to work from last year. Beyond that, KPFA is ready to present its budget to the NFC. KPFK is not yet ready. KPFT has submitted their budget. It has yet to be reviewed. WBAI, their budget was submitted to their LSB and returned to the GM for final revisions, and is imminently ready to be presented to the NFC. WPFW has submitted theirs. I'm told that the affiliates unit are ready. I don't think we've seen it yet, but theirs is about the simplest budget in the network. And I don't have information about the Pacifica Radio archives, but that would make all eight units. So we will be proceeding on the Pacifica National Office budget and their Central Services formula at the next NFC meeting. And that's all I have at the moment, but I know that there have been a number of questions come up, and I'm ready to take questions now.
Raymond to the stack.
And Michael,
yes,
Novick.
Sir.
Bella to the stack.
I'll leave it to Fred.
Grace for the stack.
Jonathan to the stack.
Fred, do you want to manage the stack? Fred?
Fred may be muted.
Did we lose Fred?
Fred?
Probably muted himself.
If people can, well, we wait for Fred to return. If people can,
I'm sorry. I had my I had my microphone muted, not to make noise. So I've got the stack here. I've got Raymond, Michael Novick, Bella, Jonathan Markowitz. Who else now at this point?
Grace.
I've got Grace, Jonathan, Grace. Who, anybody else? Okay, I'm Raymond. You have the first question to Beth. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth, for your report.
Sure.
I'm somewhat bewildered by the fact that NETA has to do an annual report. Why that would stop us from getting the more granular report that we've asked for. It just doesn't make sense to me that if NETA has taken the role of the business manager, that the more granular reports that we expect should not interfere with their proceeding to do annual reports. And I'm somewhat bewildered by that. Also, I don't like it.
Shall I respond, Fred?
Beth, go ahead and respond. I'm going to take a question, and you can respond to it. I'm not going to bunch all the questions into a package and ask you to respond to it at the end.
Okay, all right. I'm just trying not to get in trouble here. My understanding is that NETA has the normal monthly workload, just getting all their accounts through month by month. And then at the end of the fiscal year, there's this one cumulative annual accounting that's necessary and due, and that's in addition to their usual monthly workload. And that annual report is necessary and prioritized because that's what makes possible the audit on which a lot of things ride, our financial credibility and our interest rates and various, our financial credibility. We've just, in this last year, finally caught up with a number of years of past due, overdue, missing audits. And now that we're current, we really want to stay on top of that. So the annual cumulative report is prioritized. So we will be getting those documents. We're new to NETA. It's only been a couple of years ago that they started, almost not even a couple of years ago, that they started providing services to KPFK and in a larger sense to the network. And it was in large part due to the fact that the network as a whole and certain stations in particular had fallen so far behind and out of line with standard accounting practices. And they've been brought in to help us get our house in order. So they were handed a workload that was long overdue and rather muddled. And they've been working hard to bring order to that. And month by month, they've gotten us further caught up. And we're closer now than we have ever been to being current. I think once we get past this transition where we have a new GM coming in, we've let go of the previous business manager, we're catching up with some of the backlog of work we found once Netta took over that position. We have the end of one fiscal year, moving into the beginning of the next. We've had a couple of elections so far this year. We're about to have the transition from one board to the next. So there's a lot of moving parts right now. I will be looking forward to these financials. I think once we get past all these transitional things, we'll settle into a rhythm where we will be able to count on them on a regular basis, in a timely manner, and know more than we know now. I understand that that's frustrating for me too. I guess because I see under the hood a little more, I'm in closer touch with Netta, and I hear what they're working on and what they have to deal with. My understanding is that background knowledge gives me more patience to see the process through. And I can only urge forbearance while we continue to catch us all up to current, and say that I don't think this process won't last forever, and that we will get to the point where we enjoy regular, current, complete financial statements on a regular basis. I hope was there anything else? Did I miss anything?
Well, I heard what you said, and thanks.
Thank you. Okay.
And I would add, as treasurer, that part of this financial package at the end of the year is the yearly balance sheet that's necessary to transition from the FY21 audit to the FY22 audit. Michael Novick is next.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I want to ask based on what's already been asked. I guess I have a couple of questions. One is it safe to assume that since NETA is acting as the business manager essentially for four of the five stations, that the station that has not provided the necessary information to complete the year-end report is the one that they're not acting as business manager for, which is the one that has its own business manager?
That's a good question, and in the moment, I'm actually a little relieved to say I don't know. I haven't been given that information.
Okay.
All right. Because there's not much I can do about it, but yeah, I don't know. We're told.
Additional question. Yeah. Goes back to the issue you raised about when the local station board gets the financial documents.
Yeah.
I would urge the NFC to reconsider. My point being that there are members of the NFC who are not fiduciaries of the foundation, which is, say, the treasurer in the five stations, who are essentially only don't even have to be members of the local station board under the bylaws. And so I think that it behooves the foundation to get the insights of the local finance committees in terms of ascertaining the veracity and completeness of the provisional data before they're finalized and submitted to the public. So I think that my motion, which hopefully will come up whenever we have the adjourned meeting, will be taken under advisement and passed by the LSB and taken by the treasurer and the directors to the NFC to change that policy. Thank you.
I want to thank you, Michael, for putting it in writing, and I'll follow it through the process and see to it that it gets to the NFC and see to it that it's sufficiently considered, that it's addressed. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Beth, for carrying his motion to their NFC. Bella, you're next.
Thank you. So I did an analysis, and I think I have mentioned this around five times, both at the LSB and in this body. I did an analysis of how much money has been paid to NETA from 2000, taking into account, first I added the cost from 2014 through 2020 for our internal accounting costs, and versus NETA that began in earnest October 2018. And we have overpaid them. The overage of that is $47,000 plus. I have to continue through fiscal year 2021 and then forward and see what we stand from that. I recently sent out the Pacifica Foundation Financial Policies and Procedures Manual to show everybody how the finances should be handled at every station, and this was last revised October 2007. Grace was the only one who responded. I wanted to say that the directors, the board of directors, which Grace was a board of director at the time when NETA was contracted, and so was Jan Goodman, they should be in a position of responsibility, fiduciary responsibility, to acknowledge that what they are doing, what is happening right now to KPFK, turning everything to NETA, it is the incorrect process. It is the wrong action, the wrong procedure. And going back to the question that was posed by Mr. Goldstone, there is absolutely no excuse why our monthly reports should take a back seat to any annual report that NETA has to prepare. It is their contract to make sure that they give us not only a monthly P&L, timely, but a balance sheet, a trial balance, a bank reconciliation, a check register, and a general ledger.
Bella,
and I have
is there a question in any of this?
Yes, and please do not interrupt. Thank you. And I am ending with this. When I was on the audit committee, I requested those items from the audit, from NETA, the representative, and they wanted me out of that audit committee real quick. So was Grace Aaron, because I was asking these important questions. We are not getting the reports that we need as a local finance committee, and this is where the breakdown is, and this is why we are sinking ourselves more and more, because we cannot do the oversight that we are charged with. I keep repeating myself in this area. So, Beth, there is absolutely no excuse. Whatever you have been given has no foundation, no logic. There is no excuse why we are not getting our local timely reports, period. Thank you.
Beth, you can respond as you wish.
I listened carefully to all of that. I don't have in front of me the analysis that Bella refers to, so I can't comment on that. As to the rest of what she said, I didn't hear a question anywhere in there. I heard a lot of statements, but I would respond if there were a question, but I didn't hear a question. Thank you.
Can I have a point of personal privilege? This is Grace.
Yes, Grace. What's your point of personal privilege?
Also, I'd like to give some information to this body. You can wait. I'd like to do it now when it's Bella's comments are fresh in everybody's mind.
Please proceed, Grace.
I'm asking for the point of personal privilege because Bella used my name and several times in what she just stated. Okay, I would like to tell you that, yes, I was a fiduciary of the foundation when NETA was engaged. I would also like to say that NETA is saving this foundation at least $100,000 a year because before we engaged NETA, we had a national office finance staff, and it was very, very expensive. However, with our in-house accounting staff, which was costing us a great deal more than NETA is costing us on an annual basis, we had delinquent financial statements. We had
had no audits. We were backlogged 3 or 4 years on our audits, and with in-house accounting staff, we lost our Corporation for Public Broadcast funding, which cost us at least $4 to $7 million total. So, since NETA, since we've engaged NETA, they have straightened out the mess, the financial mess we were in, and we have our audits are now up to date, which gives us the chance to retrieve our Corporation for Public Broadcast funding, which in the past was constituted 10% of our gross income to Pacifica. That's a lot of money, okay? We just, our internal financial, national financial structure was completely dysfunctional. NETA is functional. So, next, Bella and others have been complaining about not getting adequate financial reporting when we had a local business manager. So, this concept that now that NETA is taking over the functions of the business manager, that they are delinquent on getting us financial reporting, flies in the face of continual criticism that when we had a full-time business manager, that we were not getting adequate financial reports, which we weren't. So hopefully we will be able to get financial reports. That's all I have to say. I hope that that gives some information to understand why NETA was engaged by this foundation, and in my opinion, and in the opinion I believe of the National Board, that NETA has been doing a very good service for Pacifica. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Grace, for bringing some reality to the situation. Jonathan Markowitz, you have the floor. Try and keep it within 2 minutes.
Yes, I would like Beth to respond, however. I just wanted to point out that Grace's comment right now still sort of bypasses what really is the overarching point, in my opinion, and that being that in the past, each station's general manager would be providing, or at least they were expected to provide, financial information regarding expenditures, income, in order to balance each budget and to deal with whatever financial discrepancies there may be or questions about expenditures. This used to be under the purview of the LSBs, but all of a sudden, I'm perplexed that this body, and Grace specifically, as well as Fred, seems to disregard this notion when, in fact, this was the case for many, many years. To me, that's a separate issue point, whether or not any of the general managers should have been replaced long prior to their ineffectuality over the years, whatever role they may have played. And what this gets back to, again, is whether or not expenditures at each of the five stations are going to be conducted in any kind of accountable way. And I'm saying accountable to the local station board members who are elected by the listeners, instead of merely having any accountability focused and limited to the national board. This is the crux of the matter, yet none of you are addressing this. None of you. And I'm surprised. Of course it's a savings. Of course there's a much more comprehensive way to deal with these financial reports and compiling them. And I certainly don't disagree with the financial imperative of having, especially in terms of a national, business unit supposedly doing this job, when really the bottleneck is at each of the five signal areas, depending upon who's running the station, depending upon if anything is accountable or not in terms of expenditures versus income. And again, so, you know, KPFA seems to be getting along just fine in that regard for some reason.
Jonathan,
I guess their station.
You're running out of time. Is there a question in there?
Well, again, the question is, why are you not addressing the simple fact that the purview of the local station board used to be very much directly involved in the financial reports from each station's general manager? And I would point out that that was the case with the local station board when Fred was chair of the local station board committee, finance committee, and Grace and Ken were on that committee.
Yeah, to see if
Okay. Please mute your phone. Mute the microphone, Ruth. Jonathan.
So my question is not only for Beth, but it is for Grace and for Fred as well. My point and my question. Thank you.
Beth, do you want to respond?
I can try. I'm sure. I feel like I would stand a better chance of making sense if I had eaten yet, but I haven't. I've only been involved in any of the boards since 2 years ago, December, so not quite 2 years yet. I don't know. I can't address what happened before I got here, but from the first that I got here, regular, complete, current reports, financial or otherwise, from the general manager or the business manager were few and far between and not as informative as what I might have liked. And beyond that, I'm not going to get into personnel issues. I understand the desire to the interest in gaining local accountability. Pacifica has an unusual corporate structure in that each of the LSBs is technically a committee of the PNB. They're not legal entities in their own right. They're committees of the PNB. The PNB are the directors, are the fiduciaries of the organization. They're the ones who have the legal responsibility for all of this accounting. And beyond the local station boards, then that makes all our committees subcommittees, actually, of the local station board. And I'm sure that affects the nature of the flow of information and accountability and authority and all of that. And that's part of our structural nature. I'm not saying that that couldn't be better. I'm not saying that there might not be ways to bring about greater, more direct accountability. I am saying that given that structure, I think we've been overdue to bring greater discipline to our processes. One of the things NEDA is doing is standardizing the budget template so that all of the stations will be calling each of the different accounting items and categories by the same name so that we're not trying to compare apples and oranges, so that our accounting is more consistent and more credible and easier to comprehend and comparable from one station to another. That takes time and a lot of effort, and that's not a routine part of accounting. They volunteered to undertake that process without any extra charge to the organization, because they know that once we do that, as much as it's a heavy lift in the moment to get that done, once we do that, our books are going to make more sense and will be easier to comprehend and more efficiently reported from now into the future, from this point going forward. That's the kind of thing that they've been picking up on from the first that we began working with them, for which I'm grateful. I've been astonished to see, trying to think of a diplomatic way to put it, the creative approaches to accounting and record keeping at the various different stations since I got here. And so I think that anything we can do to standardize and regularize that process will stand us in good stead in the long run. And will, over time, once we get all of that in place, will help make transparency and accountability more possible than what it has been. Again, I think once we get past these various transitions we're in this year and into using these more standard processes and standard budgeting templates and rectify our central services formula and all of that and get more discipline into the service and into the entire process, accounting and reporting will be enhanced going forward. It'll be less problematic as we continue. I think that's probably as much as I dare try to say at the moment.
Chair, I would like to respond on one point.
How long are you going to take on this? We're almost at 3 hours.
Like a minute.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
No, I didn't take...
Go ahead, Jonathan.
I didn't take long at all. Okay. First of all, maybe I need to be more specific about what I'm talking about here. Really what I'm talking about is who will be overseeing what information is submitted to NEDA from each of the five signal areas.
May I respond to that for our station?
Wait, let me finish my question, please.
Okay, I would like to point out...
I would
out
like
that
to finish my question.
If I may respond, please.
Oh,
if
I would I like to finish my question. I have a minute. Thank you.
More than the, I need to go.
You might, Jonathan, you might actually learn something. You might actually learn something if you let Beth respond.
I've already listened to Beth for at least 3 minutes now. Now, let me just respond. Thank you.
More than 90 seconds.
Listen to me. You just interrupted me again and again. I would like to speak for a minute.
Please stop this.
No. Beth is the one that is interrupting me. Hello. Okay, thank you. Okay, the situation is that at this point, nobody has even explained who is inputting this data into the proprietary electronic communication machine, the fax machine system.
Do you really need to know that? I know who it is.
Let me make
a point. But that's a personnel issue.
Let me make a point here. Who is overseeing the accuracy of any of that information other than NEDA? Who at the station, in the past, the LSB Finance Committee at least had the purview of requesting information. It was not being supplied by the general managers for whatever reason and the business managers. There was a lot of holes in the system. And yes, this handing over this responsibility to NEDA has definitely solved a lot of the efficiency problems of this. But in terms of accountability of expenditures, there is none. NEDA is not an employee of Ithaca.
Jonathan,
so there is no accountability except to the national.
You've exceeded your minute, Jonathan. Please stop propagating.
That's
propaganda.
My point. And Beth, you are evading that point. Thank you.
I evaded nothing. I told you who scans that information. The general manager opens those documents daily. they're scanned directly into. It's not a fax machine. It's a proprietary scanner that handles nothing but meta information. It goes directly. It doesn't take another data entry person anywhere to do that. It's scanned directly into their accounting system. They have the information the same day we open it. I stated that earlier this meeting. So
yeah, well, you're
a man. Yeah,
and,
don't interrupt
may,
me.
And may
interrupt me.
And may I add, Jonathan, Netta is a very smart organization. They have financial controls in place to detect problems with fraud and missing documents and so forth. So, you know, in any case, Jonathan, you're finished. Grace, you want, Grace is last on the stack here. I think we're going to have to end this meeting. We're at 3 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest that soon. Okay. What I would like to say is this. As I said earlier, we're in a severe financial crisis at KPFK. When we have a lot of people in a committee, and especially when a lot of the people are new, and of course they ask questions because they need to be filled in on the history and the procedures and all of that, and there are procedural issues also. We need to be patient, but we also need to get to the actual crisis of financial problems, the financial problems at KPFK, and see if we can figure out solutions. Now, many of us are saying or are implying that up-to-date, up-to-the-minute financial documents are needed in order to move on to solutions, problem solving. And really, most of the financials at KPFK are fixed. Not a huge amount of variation from month to month. Now, there has been variation lately, and that's the fund drive totals, and there have been some recent layoffs. However, getting a very, very up-to-the-minute financial information is not really going to, it's not necessarily going to lead to solutions because our deficit is huge. We either need to figure out how to reduce expenses. Most of the fixed expenses have been reduced as much as they can be. Any reduction in fixed expenses outside of payroll are not going to exceed 5%. Because our monthly deficit is so huge, we are going to have to, as an organization, figure out how to reduce the payroll and still manage this radio station and have decent content be transmitted. We need to do this. It is urgent because KPFA and the treasurer of KPFA has stated publicly a number of times that if a station is running a deficit, that it should be shut down and made into a repeater station. That's exactly what was done with WBAI. We need to really figure out how we're going to solve this financial problem, not just how we're going to get financial information and how we're going to dissect it. We need to problem solve. I suggest that we recess, and I hate to say this because I'm going to lose friends on this call, but I think we need to meet on the 19th or some date before the 1st of December, whether we have financial documents or not, because the financial documents are not going to getting the minute details of the expenses and the income is not going to solve the overarching problem of a monthly deficit in the tens of thousands of dollars. We are spending tens of thousands of dollars a month more than we're bringing in income. So I suggest that we recess this meeting to 4 o'clock on Friday the 19th, although I hate the thought of doing it, and that we get to a discussion about this deficit and what we can do about it, what we can suggest that the management of KPFK do about it.
Bella to the staff. Bella to the staff.
I think we this meeting has got to end, but I think Grace is absolutely right. Grace is absolutely right. I think we, you know, I hate to meet on the 19th, really. But I think, you know, the level of the crisis has to be gone over by this committee. Grace,
Bella to the staff, please.
Grace, do you have a motion?
Okay. This is okay. I would like. I am moving, and this is not debatable. Motion to adjourn or to recess to another a continuation meeting is not debatable per the Robert's Rules of Order. It's just either voted up or down. And I am saying that we recess to a continuation meeting at 4 o'clock on Friday, December 19th. Somebody can
order.
You mean November?
There's
November.
No, wait a second. There's no
November.
Discussion. Wait a second.
November.
I'm sorry. November 19th. I made a mistake. Even though I voted against that, in further consideration of this, I think we need to meet more frequently. Unfortunately, we need to be patient. We need to get all the input we can, all the ideas we can, because we need to get to a discussion not of these inane, in my opinion, inane procedural matters. We need to get to the heart of the matter of how are we going to decrease expenses and how are we going to increase revenue. That's what we have to get to. And in the generally and specifically. And so I move that we meet.
Bella, you
this
do not have
debatable,
the floor.
Bella. It's not debatable. There's no debate. It's a motion to recess to November 19th at 4 o'clock. The only thing that's acceptable is a substitute motion to give a different date and time. That's the only thing. There was no discussion. Somebody can suggest a substitute motion to recess to a different date or time, and that has to be voted on and not discussed. That's
Bella to the stack. Bella to
no,
be heard.
No
there's
stack,
no
Bella.
There's no stack.
There's no stack. It's not debatable. Do you understand
yes.
that? It is not
yes.
debatable.
Yes. Yes. I understand, and I also understand.
Bella,
that
you
are
do not have the.
Going,
Bella, you're not recognized. You do not have the floor. You do not have the floor,
yes.
Bella.
And without the financial matter, we are wasting our time. That is what is going on here.
What a word, Mr. Chair.
Who just said that?
I did, Raymond, and I would like to move to Grace's motion, please.
Thank you, Raymond, for the for moving the motion. I'm going to take a vote on Grace's motion. That seems to be appropriate at this point in time. See what the body wants to do. So a yes vote is to accept Grace's motion, and no vote is to reject it. Alan Beek, how do you vote?
The motion, please.
Alan Beek, yes.
Hold
Can you
on.
Please repeat the motion.
Grace, reread the motion,
the
Grace.
The motion is to recess. In other words, end this meeting and take a recess and reconvene in a continuation meeting that will start at with the same agenda where we left off on November 19th at 4 p.m.
Alan B. quotes, yes.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you. Elizabeth Van Gooten, how do you vote? Elizabeth, how do you vote?
She may have left the call because she said she had waited for another obligation.
Sorry, I was muted. I do have another obligation. I'm way, way late. I can't think straight because I haven't eaten, so I abstain.
Thank you, Beth. Michael Novick, how do you vote?
Yes.
Did I hear yes? Is that correct?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes, is Lawrence still on the line? Lawrence? I guess he's not here. Rocio Rivas?
He never attended.
Oh, right, right. Thank you. Janine Rowan, how do you vote? Janine. Okay, I'm going to move to Bella. How do you vote, Bella?
Yes.
Grace, how do you vote? Grace?
Yes.
Thank you. Raymond Goldstone, how do you vote?
Raymond votes yes.
I'm sorry, was that Raymond?
Yes.
Thank you.
I vote yes.
Okay. Michael Heiss is now gone. Dave Johnson, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. Steve Kaiser, how do you vote? Steve? I guess we've lost Steve. King Riley is absent. Zuri, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. And Maria Skelton, how do you vote?
Yes, and thank you.
No, thank you for lasting this long. Ruth Strauss, how do you vote?
Can I just ask you, is this in addition to December 1st or instead of, or?
Ruth, in addition.
Okay, I'll abstain. Thank you.
Okay, and John Wenger? John?
Yes.
I haven't checked.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard. I got that. I was checking my Maestro control panel. I'm astounded. There's still so many people present at this hour. I have to go back. Janine, I didn't get your vote. Janine
had to leave the meeting at 6:40.
Thank you. And that leaves the chair. The vote so far is 8 yes, 1 no, no abstentions. The chair is going to vote yes to, reluctantly, but yes. So it's 9-1, 2, 2 abstentions. Okay. So by that vote, by accepting, by voting to recess until the meeting, till November 19th, we have basically adjourned this meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you very much, Fred. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for bearing up through it, Fred.
I didn't hear that.
Thank you for persisting, Fred.
What
Alan said something to that effect.
Thank you, Alan.